Perek Gimel Mishnah Beis, Vlad Taida Utmurasa, Vlad Vladan, Vladan Atzaif Ailam. If you have an offspring of a carbon Taida, or Tmura, substitute of a carbon Taida, or its offspring and offspring of its offspring for all future generations, Hare Elu Kataida, then all those animals retain the status of a carbon Taida, and they're brought just like a carbon Taida. However, only the carbon tithe itself is required to bring the 40 loaves of lechem with it, but an offspring or the tumura, they're brought like a carbon tithe and have all the lachos of a tithe, but they do not require the lechem to be brought with it. Now, tumura saila, the substitute of an ayla, uvla tumura, and the offspring of a tumura of an ayla, uvladan, uvlad, vladan, atzaif alam, and all the tumura's future's offspring, then hara'ela ka'ela, those also have the lachos of a carbon ayla. And therefore, hitun and hefshet v'nituach, you need to apply the lachas of skinning the animal and flaying and cutting it up. The kalal ishim, it has to be completely burnt on the carbon. And the reason why we obviously don't mention the offspring of an ayla is because an ayla can only be brought as a zachar. So therefore, it's a little difficult for a zachar ayla to have offspring. So therefore, we only talk about the offspring of a tumura of an ayla, because obviously the tumura can be imparted on a nekeva. And since it can be imparted on a female, the female can have offspring. But we don't talk about the direct offspring of an ayla, since an ayla can only be brought as a zachar. Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. Hamafresh nekeva la'ayla v'yal zachar. Now, what if someone actually went and said, I want to bring a female as a carbon ayla? Obviously, you can't do that. So, but what if the female then gave birth to a male animal? So what happens now? So it still has kedusha. You can't bring it as a carbon, and now it gave birth. So what's the status of the offspring of that animal? So the Mishnah says, Yir Ashayit Star V'yimacher, you let it pasture until it develops a mum, then you sell it, V'yavi B'damav Ayla, then you take the money, and then you could bring your carbon Ayla. B'lez Aymer, Hu Atzmei Yikar V'yla, B'lez says, look, why are you going through the whole process? Now I have a Zachar, it has Kedusha of Ayla, since it has Kedusha of Ayla, you can bring that animal itself. You don't have to go through the process of selling it and taking the money and buying yourself another carbon Ayla. Well, the Tanakama holds, since the original animal cannot be brought, none of its offspring can ever be bought, even though it's technically a male. So therefore, you would have to wait till it develops a mum, sell it, and take the money, buy yourself another carbon. Now, mafish nekeva la asham. What if someone is mafish a female for a carbon asham? And again, an asham is another carbon where you cannot bring a nekeva. It can only be from a zachar. So same thing, tirache et stayev. You would let it pasture until it develops a mum, v'timocher, and then you would sell it. You have a demer asham, and then you would bring with the money a carbon asham. Now, im karv asham, let's say in the meantime, you already brought another carbon asham before it was able to develop a mum, and now what do you do? You pull a demer and a dava, then after it develops a mum and you sell it, you take the money to be used for kabanis of nedava. Reb Shimon Aymer, timach ashle b'mum. Reb Shimon says, the fact that it's a female is itself a mum, because it's ineligible to be offered as is, since it's a female. So therefore, you don't need to wait till it develops a mum. You can sell it as is, even without developing a mum. Now, Rav Shimon only applies this rule for an asham, because in an asham, there's never a carbon asham that could be brought as a female. A carbon ayla, on the other hand, there are certain cases where even an ayla could be brought as a female, generally by carbonus ayfais, when it's a bird ayla, could be brought as a female. So since the concept of ayla does apply to females, even though in animals it can only apply to a male, the fact that it's a male is not enough of a quote-unquote mum that you can just sell it without a separate mum. So therefore, Reb Shimon only applies this rule for asham. He does not apply this rule for a carbon ayla. Now, tumuras asham, if you have a substitute of an asham, a vlad tumurasin, or an offspring of the tumura, again, we're not going to talk about direct offspring, since you cannot have an asham that's a female. Vladan, Vlad, Vladan, Atzaif Ailam, and the offspring of the offsprings until any future generation. Yirach et stavu, you let it pasture until it develops a mum, v'yimachru, and then you sell it. V'yiplu demeim l'nadava, and again, the money will be used for nadavas, carbon of nadavas. Beleza Aymer, Rabbi Leza says, Yumusu, no, that animal has to be left to die. Beleza Aymer, Rabbi Leza says, Yaviyu demeim ailais, you don't take the money and put it for carbonas nadava. You would use the money and bring yourself a carbon ayla. Now, asham shemesu balav, what if the asham where the owner died, shekipu balav, or if the animal was lost and then the owner brought another animal to be mechaper and then they found the original animal? So same achleikas applies. Yirash it stav, the Tanakhama says you let it pasture till it gets a mum, v'yimacher, and you sell if you blew them up the nadava, and the money would be used for karbanas nadava. Beleza Aymer Yomus, Beleza says you have to let the animal die. Rebbe Elazar says, you would bring the money for a carbon oila.